Hey, welcome back to episode 59 of Extra Features, where we usually review movies.
Movies?
But what today,
I thought we were in a television podcast.
Are we? I thought we were comic books.
That was the old show.
Oh, okay. I thought we were here for the pizza. Oh, well, okay, bye.
But well, it definitely wasn't the company.
That goes both ways.
So I don't want to hear about your sexual orientation.
Don't bring up Dobby again. He goes both ways.
Dobby love both ways.
Dobby must save Harry Potter and his friends. That comes better with a cold.
Dobby bring toys.
And speaking of toys, this is the pre-Oscar podcast in which everybody's going to talk about the movies nominated for this year's Academy Awards, which are toys. They're toys of the rarest kind because not everybody can get one.
I want 12.
That was deeply profound.
It was.
Yeah,
moving. Okay, I'm
sorry.
who cares who I have? All
right, it's the King's Speech all over again.
Okay.
Bob just can't get it out.
Uh-oh.
All right. So what we'll do is we'll run through each category, and we'll run through the nominees, and everybody will do a round robin around the room. People will announce who their pick is. People can comment on the picks if they disagree or agree, whatever. And we have a lot of topics to cover, so I don't want this to be like an Oscar show and run 8 hours. So we'll try to keep it, we'll try not to veer too far off target.
Express no stops?
That's right. We're on the highway to hell. Any comments before we begin this journey into darkness?
No.
Heart of darkness?
No. No.
All right, so let's kick it off with some visual effects. And the nominees for visual effects are Alice in Wonderland, Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 1, Hereafter, Inception, and Iron Man 2. Simon.
Inception, no doubt about it. I looked at other options. I thought Harry Potter had nothing really special with this Harry Potter, like visual effects, very weak, I thought
they were pretty good in this one.
But not as good. Inception, they're melting buildings, raising buildings, moving from scene to scene. I mean,
right.
Harry Potter really is a camping trip,
as we stated
earlier. I pick Inception. I think a close second to me would be Alice in Wonderland. Mm-hmm. Iron Man, we've already seen. Like, Iron Man 2 is pretty much Iron Man 1 over again. Mm-hmm. I mean, other than the whip scene's kind of cool, but that's about it. I have to give it to Inception.
Karen?
He created a city.
Initially, I was thinking Alice in Wonderland, but I've changed my mind to Inception because, again, I just think there was more work involved overall.
Okay. Bob?
For Inception. No, I mean Inception.
For Inception.
I think the people who did Furry Vengeance got robbed.
Yes, I agree. Thank you.
Chronic animals.
All right, and I'm going to have to make it, I think we're going to have a straight shot for Inception here of the nominees. I think the visual effects in Inception are head and shoulders above the other nominees. The one movie I would have liked to see nominated but didn't...
It's Furry Vengeance!
...is Black Swan.
Darn.
Really?
Really?
What cinematography is the Black Swan?
No, visual effects.
Visual effects.
Like all the sequences where she's...
Yeah, but it's nothing... outlet.
But it's in the service of the story.
I get what you're saying.
The freaky
I agree, but I mean, we've seen it before. Nothing new.
I also selected Inception. I think hands down, this is the year for that one. I thought the effects in that were fantastic. I mean, take one example when Ellen Page walks over to the columns of the bridge and pulls the glass doors. I don't know.
Oh, that was that
and
that was
makes good. A new bridge.
Yes,
I mean just fantastic, flawless.
Or just the scene where Leonardo DiCaprio character talks with her about how to manipulate dream architecture, like her first visit to the dream world, and you just see the city moving around them. I thought that was really a wonderful intro to the dream world.
Outstanding. That's who the Oscar's going to go to, I bet. All right, sound mixing. They always try to do an explanation of the difference between sound editing and sound mixing. But the nominees for mixing are Inception, The King's Speech, Salt, the only nomination for that movie, The Social Network, and True Grit. Deborah.
Inception. That movie was all in the editing, and that goes to the sound landscape. So definitely Inception.
Bob.
I made a mistake here. Sound mixing is what?
Sound mixing would be putting together all of the different noises and so forth in a scene.
Okay, I said The Social Network.
Why? Okay.
Okay, Karen?
I went with The King's Speech.
Okay. Simon?
Sound editing?
Sound mixing.
Inception.
I also went Inception on this. Yeah, I mean, within a given scene, there was a lot of background noise in Inception with, especially all the crowd shots.
And also the levels of reality.
Yeah. But that wasn't, there's no sound to levels of reality.
But it's just one part. No, but I just meant that that as you shift between the levels of reality, the sound just landscapes change.
Yeah, that's true.
But what is your reality is someone else's fantasy?
I don't think
that's
the Black Swan.
Yeah.
All right, sound editing.
I was just mixing up some sound there.
Sound editing would be the transition between scenes and, just incorporating everything together in a seamless tapestry. Bob? No, the nominees are Inception, Toy Story 3, Tron Legacy, True Grit, and Unstoppable, the train movie.
Where is that on my ballot?
It should be on the top right.
Upper right.
Thank you.
Okay, for that one I picked Inception.
I went with True Grit.
Cool.
Really? I think there's enough sound in True Grit.
Ten was pretty good in True Grit.
But not enough. Like, Inception, I think it's going to rule these categories.
Mm. And that's your pick?
Inception for all these weird sound categories.
Yeah, Inception as well.
Yeah, I mean, I think technically as a movie, it was flawless. Like, I
No, continue.
No, that was it?
No, but I was just going to say, like, this movie, like Inception only works because all the technology syncs so perfectly in service of the story. So,
okay.
Sound editing it is.
All right, well, how about live-action short film? I don't think I've seen any.
The
nominees
either.
Are The Confession, The Crush, God of Love, Na Wei, and Wish 143. So which title do you like the best, Karen?
My guess is The Confession.
Bob?
Confession. My guess is The Crush.
Well, I'm going to have to join Bob in random because I just like the notion of the title, The Crush.
I took No Way only because it sounded cool.
I agree with Karen. I'm Catholic. I go with The Confession.
There you go.
You know, guilt is a good thing sometimes.
May you receive absolution on Oscar night, dear.
Nice. All right, well, how about animated short film? The nominees are Day and Night, The Gruffalo, starring Mark Ruffalo. No. Let's Pollute, The Lost Thing, and Madagascar Carnet d'Orange. Or Madagascar, A Journey Diary. And I don't know if this has anything to do with Madagascar, the movie with the penguins.
Hopefully not, because Ben Stiller might be in it, so I could handle it.
He gets his courage. Well, what do you pick, Simon?
I took, Day and Night.
Cool.
Random guess.
Randomly picking the Gruffalo, because I like the name.
I'm with you on that one, Gruffalo.
I saw Day and Night. Loved it. It was paired with Toy Story 3 in the theaters.
Oh, was that? That was
it.
Awesome.
Oh, yes. Damn. It was amazing. So I
got to change
it. No, that's your pick. You're sticking to it.
No, so I have no problem at all going with Day and Night for the win for this
one. Oh, was that the one before?
I did not know what Day and Night was.
That was awesome.
Yeah, I 100% agree on that one.
I am changing it because I didn't know.
Oh, no. No, you made your pick. We don't back up now.
It's okay. Not
my world's
done. All right, well, you don't have to.
I don't care, really. I just wanted to bug you.
Right.
I just want to get you all flustered.
Makeup. Very few nominees here. Barney's Version.
Words for Revenge. Is that makeup on that skunk?
Those are like puppets.
Oh.
Let's go get Brendan Fraser.
Oh, Brendan Fraser has so much makeup on his face.
I didn't know what it's about.
With a title like Furry Vengeance, there's only so many.
I don't know what to
How about that guy in the car? Maybe he had some makeup on his face when he went over the cliff.
That's it. I don't know what The Way Back is. I don't know that movie at all. And
it's actually just recently opened. It's with Ed Harris, Colin Farrell, and...
Jim Sturgis.
Jim Sturgis. They're escaping from a Siberian gulag.
They are, and Yeah, I'll hang out with some Polish guys.
All right.
It's 2 hours.
Well, Karen, what's your choice for makeup?
Having seen two of the three nominees, my choice is Barney's version. The aging progression on Paul Giamatti throughout that movie is really well done.
What do you think about the work they did on Dustin Hoffman?
Did he really need work?
No, but I mean, because like the years progress for that character as well.
They do. I think I was more gravitated towards Paul Giamatti because he was in virtually every scene.
Right.
So it was really noticeable because you saw him right through, to his you know, dad's date with Alzheimer's.
Yeah.
Bob?
Well, I'm going with the Wolfman.
Lots of animals in it. That's a good pick. Reminds you of furry vengeance.
It's okay, Bob. I agree with you. The Wolfman's makeup was awesome.
It's the only redeeming factor of that entire movie.
Yeah, I mean, because the wolf makeup was phenomenal.
Was he in Furry Vengeance? I thought I saw a wolf in Furry Vengeance.
It was a cameo.
It's Rick Baker who's.
And that's what I took. Kevin told me years ago, Rick Baker, you pick Rick Baker. That's
Baker
my idea.
Is the best in the business.
I took Rick Baker.
The Wolfman was, I think, a dream trump dream for that guy. So I don't know. I haven't seen Barney's version. So
well, who did the makeup for American Werewolf in London?
I don't know.
Not
actually.
Rick Baker.
No.
Because I was thinking along the same lines, because when they started...
You were thinking the long lines of Furry Vengeance.
You know what, actually, I think you're Rick, thinking of, like, you're right. I do think, actually, that Rick Baker was involved in
the Yeah, because
Wolf
when he starts himself. Transforming into the Wolfman, it's the same, like...
He wanted
the
something...
Distortion.
He wanted,
yeah.
he wanted love it. From what I understand, he wanted to echo that movie, but not imitate it.
Right.
He wanted to be something unique and more classic. Anyway...
And there's something to be said for actual physical makeup as opposed to just putting somebody in a motion capture suit.
Okay, documentary short. The nominees are Killing in the Name, Poster Girl, Strangers No More, Sun Come Up, The Warriors of Kuigang.
Hey, is that the guy from Furry Vengeance? Is that the guy off the plane? Do you want to take over the forest?
No, you're thinking of Qui-Gon who hung out with...
Qui-Gon?
Yeah, who hung out in that first terrible prequel movie with Ewan McGregor.
Oh, we haven't never done that. Just so you guys know, it's coming out. Future episode.
What, we're going to do a prequel massacre takedown?
Absolutely.
Well, I chose Sun Come Up.
What?
I just randomly chose
it. What, you bent over one day, the sun came over your moons? You went for
you
it?
Know, it's I've been missing the sun. It's the middle of winter, so whatever.
Karen?
Randomly picking Strangers No More.
Bob?
I'm with Karen on Strangers No More.
Why?
I have no idea.
Okay.
It implies some kind of emotional connection. Damn
right.
Join you. Strangers No More.
Yes!
All right, I'm going to win with Poster Girl. I have no clue why, it just sounded cool.
Anyway. Documentary feature, Exit Through the Gift Shop, Gasland, Inside Job, Restrepo, and Wasteland. Simon.
Okay, I'm upset now because I know what Restrepo is about, which I didn't know before. I took Exit Through the Gift Shop because it's the only one I've seen.
Okay, which one of these movies is about the Holocaust?
None of them.
Damn.
Yeah, that always wins!
But Restrepo is about this place in Afghanistan. It's supposed to be the most dangerous place on the planet.
Yeah, and there's like an infantry outpost and they named it after one of their fallen comrades.
That died first there.
Yes.
But Exit Through the Gift Shop, because you got to take it to Banky. Once you see the Exit Through the Gift Shop, and I always buy
it. That's the Banky movie, right?
That's the Banky movie. It's I just finished it recently. It is awesome.
I picked that.
Absolutely.
So I am taking, I always take my documentary feature, the one that got released in theaters, because that's the one people have heard of.
Mm-hmm.
So when they're filling their ballot, like, oh, I saw that in the paper, I'll take that. That's my philosophy.
Cool.
All right,
Karen?
There's no animals
in the box. I went through Exit Through the Gift Shop. Again, just based sort of on Simon's philosophy, it's probably the one most people have heard of. They've probably heard of the subject matter, maybe a little bit more as well.
Well, there's no music for Prudence, though.
I'm sorry.
Okay. I love
Bob.
That.
Bob?
Having not seen that, I just went with Inside Job just because I
so
like
So, Bob's out.
I'm out.
Okay. Costume design.
Go for the period piece.
Alice in Wonderland, I Am in Love, The King's Speech, The Tempest, and True Grit.
Bob?
Alice in Wonderland.
That's my first choice, and I changed it.
I went with The King's Speech.
I second the motion.
I third the motion.
And actually, I have not seen this movie, The Tempest, but I've seen a lot of production stills. The costumes are incredible.
So now we know what you do when you're not watching movies. You're looking costume design up on the internet.
Oh, it's just one of many talents. But
well, I'll have to talk to Campbell about
but this. But Julie Taymor directed this movie, and while the woman has massacred Spider-Man beyond recognition or redemption,
hey, I haven't read
she's
that
better at Shakespeare. She's much better at Shakespeare. The costumes in The Tempest are stunning.
Okay.
But you know what? I think Hollywood will not select it on that premise.
Because nobody's
really
seen it.
Spider-Man.
But nobody has seen The Tempest.
Everybody loves to hate
The Tempest. Has anybody seen The Tempest?
No, it had a very, very limited release.
Very limited
I think
review.
It was limited. I think it had a release in New York City and a release in L.A., and that was it.
Yeah, so that's what
it
I mean.
It did play at the Lightbox, the Tiff Bell Lightbox here in Toronto. But
that's like a rep house.
It is, so it's not very well seen. Mm-hmm. And again, I sort of agree with the whole Spider-Man backlash is going to affect that movie.
I think this is a King's Speech category all the way.
Yeah, I have a stack of those. I just circled King's Speech.
All right, so let's look at let's go with foreign language film. Nominees are Beautiful, Dogtooth, In a Better World, Incendies.
From Canada.
Outside the Law, Pour la Loi. Debbie.
All right, I have not seen any of these, but based on word of mouth...
Nobody has.
No, but based on word of mouth and articles I've read, Dogtooth, which is a film about a mysterious family that have raised their children in near-complete isolation...
Winter's Bone.
But it's the idea is that there is a walled estate somewhere in Greece, and the father leaves every day to go to work, and his wife and his now-grown children live in complete isolation from the outside world. And the things I've read about this movie suggest that it is just extraordinary. Will it win? I have no idea.
Bob?
Well, we're doing foreign language?
Yes.
Furry Vengeance. No, Incendies.
Okay.
I've heard good things about it.
Karen?
Well, I agree with what Deb said about Dogtooth, and it's quite frankly one of the only ones that appeals to me to try and actually see it myself. I went with Incendies based on a lot of reviews.
Roger Ebert.
Well, you know, Roger Ebert knows his movies, and I think...
Yeah, but he hasn't picked them.
No, but I think, you know, he understands movies better than a lot of people.
Oh, I agree with him.
I think his vote means a lot for winning an Oscar.
Cool, and Simon?
I took Beautiful, just because Javier Bardem got a Best Picture, Best Leading Actor, so I figure a lot of people would be drawn to that movie and actually just pick it and go, oh, you got nominated for that, you'll get nominated, so they circled it. I'm guessing.
I also chose Beautiful, but for a couple reasons, one of which is Javier Bardem is nominated for Best Actor. But probably because this will be the film that people have heard of for that reason, and because it's Javier Bardem in general. And also, is it Inaro who's the director? Is that his name? He's directed a lot of really great foreign
films.
Didn't
he do The Sea Inside? Is that the guy that did The Sea Inside?
I'm not sure. He did Babel.
Babel.
Did a couple other
things
as well.
The Diving Bell and the Butterfly?
It's either that or The Sea Inside. It's
He's
one of the two. I can't remember.
Before too.
Okay, I'll go with him.
Okay. So what do we got left here? Let's look at art direction. And the nominees for art direction are Alice in Wonderland, Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows, Part 1, Inception, The King's Speech, and True Grit. Simon.
I had Alice in Wonderland. I changed it to True Grit.
Okay.
I don't know. I just don't think they're going to give it to Tim Burton. They always seem to give it to those gritty kind of Western movies. And the art direction of True Grit is pretty good. I mean, the Western town looked authentic. The wilderness looked authentic. Everything looked good to me in this movie.
If you shoot outside, the wilderness does look
authentic. I agree. I don't know. I mean, I have no clue. I mean, King's Speech just doesn't do anything for me. It's a very dull-looking movie.
I disagree, actually. I put down King's Speech.
As did I.
Because I thought what an amazing job they did recreating all those environments, like pre-war Britain, both at the working-class level, like the Logue's house.
But we see that in tons of movies.
But they also have the palaces, and they have all these different environments, and they it's just spot on. Everything looks right. And One thing that really caught my eye was the shots of the wireless technology. Like this, the last scene at the end where the king is about to give a speech and you see the BBC control room and all the technology to beam the king's speech to all the corners of the empire. That really was striking.
Well, I agree with you on that, but I went with Inception.
Who knows? You can pick whatever you want. I hate these damn categories.
Okay, I'm still going with Inception.
These are the ones you win or lose if you won.
I agree with Deb. I went with the king's speech because I think it was so precise and correct to the time, to the places, you know, like Buckingham Palace.
And, or Balmoral.
Or Balmoral, all of those things. You know,
I'm so tempted to change my pick listening to this.
Well, I chose and to me, art direction, my father was an art director in advertising. And the art director is the person that designs the world, the way things look, they look at the sets. I mean, they work with set designers and decorators.
So then I should go with Alice in Wonderland.
Like, great art director is Anton Furst, who died, but he did the art direction in the first Batman movie. Beautiful. And he won an Academy Award for it.
Gorgeous, gorgeous.
He created an entire world there. And the King's Speech is actually would be my second choice. But Inception, to me, we're creating worlds from people's minds.
Okay, I'm changing my pick. I've been convinced.
To what?
I thought we weren't allowed to change our picks.
So what are you changing it to?
Inception. Kevin's convinced me.
All right. Now, you might have a little bit more, better of a job with this one, which is cinematography. And the nominees are Black Swan, Inception, The King's Speech, The Social Network, and True Grit. And you're picking which?
Oh, True Grit for sure.
True Grit.
It is a beautiful looking movie. I mean, Inception's all computer.
Yeah.
I can't give something to somebody who just spends their whole time on a computer.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think it's a beautiful looking movie.
Mm-hmm.
I like the way they shoot the water. I like the way they come in. Everything there, it looks good to me. Yeah. I'm definitely taking True Grit.
Cool. I can't fault you, Kara.
I actually went with Black Swan.
Bad choice.
Can I explain?
No.
Yes.
Thank you, Bob.
Okay.
I just think that there was
a lot. For Vengeance.
It's not nominated.
I don't like Furry Vengeance, and I like your choice.
I think
a lot of the shots of the footwork in this movie, plus there were a lot of scenes with mirrors, which is a very big challenge to film and film correctly, and nobody's paying attention to me. It's like I'm at work all over again.
Yay!
Bob?
Okay, maybe the guy was working with computers, but I still went with Inception as cinematography.
At what place did you finish last 3 years in the Oscar pool?
I don't care. I'm still taking Inception.
Deborah Jean?
I'm going with Black Swan, and I'm going to go with your art direction metaphor. The cinematographer is the person who takes what the art director has built and turns it into a fluid reality. And given that Black Swan is seen through the eyes of Natalie Portman, I thought that the filming itself did a wonderful job of...
That's a good point.
...of just how much we see through her eyes. Like the mirrors, when the hallucinations, you're never sure if they're real or not. Or, the very fact that you're always second-guessing yourself, like, did that just happen? Did that just happen? Like, that is all due to the skill of the camera. And so that's why I'm going with Black Swan.
Since some of us are changing, can I change one?
Yes.
Sure.
Okay. Now I've been talked into Black Swan, so I'm changing mine to Black Swan.
That's about it. You're still going to lose.
No.
I chose The Social Network. I'm the only one that picked this one, because that is a beautiful film to watch. The scenes, the settings, I mean... The camera focus on it, to me...
Really?
I can't remember the name of the cinematographer, but David Fincher's cinematographer is one of the best in the world.
I agree.
And,
The Winkle of Eyes. The way they filmed it.
Yeah, lots of visual effects. But if you look at the Social Network Blu-ray, they just do... they show scenes from the movie, like locations, shot by the cinematographer. Just people. Like shots of the buildings... Shots of the locations, the exteriors, and so forth, but without any of the main characters in them. Like, it's just locations. And the locations are alive. And the focus is fantastic, and it gets crisp and beautiful. I just find this. I think it's going to win, but I might be alone. I think you guys might be
alone. I think you are alone.
I am alone.
Out on the roof. I
think we're alone now.
Come join us, crazy ballet.
No,
fan.
I'm not changing my vote. I thought Black Swan was kind of gritty.
And it was great.
In the focus. And I found that cinematography...
I think it's the film footage they use.
I mean, the stuff with whether or not you think things are changing or not, that's visual effects and editing.
But, like Karen said, there was a lot of beautiful work involved in the filming of ballet. Like the footwork, the arm work.
Yeah, but we see it.
Since the red shoes? Not very often.
Oh, actually, that's not nominated for visual effects.
Many times.
Here we go.
Something. Film editing. The nominees are Black Swan, The Fighter, The King's Speech, 127 Hours, and The Social Network. Deborah.
Sorry, which category?
Film editing, bottom.
Film editing? I went with Black Swan because there are a lot of blink and you'll miss them moments in this film. And, like, scenes where you think you might see something out of the corner of your eye, but you're really not sure. And I think that's a tribute to the skill of the editor on this film. But really, all the contenders are so strong, I could see any of these taking it.
No, there's no editing in 127 hours.
There's a ton of editing in 127
hours. What, going
hours.
Back and forth, back and forth, back and forth?
Images that he sees and...
I could do that on my MacBook Pro, no problem.
Anyway, sorry, Karen, your choices?
I'm at a toss-up between The King's Speech and The Fighter.
Okay.
Because The Fighter...
So flip a coin.
I'm thinking I'm leaning more towards The Fighter right now in thinking of the editing they had to do to put in the real footage of the real fights with Mickey Ward versus what they're now filming.
See, I see what you're saying, but I think The Fighter's going to be the movie that everybody's going to forget about.
Well, I originally picked The King's Speech.
That's what I did. I just like filming the whole
thing. You know what? I think I'm going to stay with The King's Speech. Just
well, I'm not trying to tell you,
Joe.
I'm just saying.
I don't usually like second-guessing myself, and my first instinct was The King's Speech.
One of the things I noticed about the editing in The Fighter was the way that scenes would lead into one each other. You'd hear the noise and the crowds and
yes.
Overlapping sounds.
From a scene that's coming up in the scene that you're watching. Or when the women are fighting about Michael and who to support, and you see Amy Adams and Mark Wahlberg about to make love. You know, you hear their voices arguing over them.
Yes.
That to me was interesting editing. That was interesting
but is that
overlap.
Sound editing? Is that sound mixing?
That's an editor's choice to mix in that way.
I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm just saying that it's where the boundaries get a bit murky.
Right. I mean, in some ways, like a George Lucas editing is interesting with wipes and dissolves and things like that. This was more of a...
Yes, that's why we go see a George Lucas movie, the editing.
Well, the Star Wars, it was great. I think it won the Academy Award, didn't it, for editing?
I'm not sure.
Or no, it was a special award for his visual effects.
1977.
Yeah.
I was 6.
77.
You were 6 in 1977?
Yeah.
Really? You're older than me.
I was...
77.
Oh, no, that's right. You 78. Were 6, yeah.
78?
What am
that
I talking
when
about?
That was when the Oscars would have been handed
out. I was 8, so I'll take that back.
15.
What was I saying?
Yeah, you're older than me.
So anyway, Bob, your choice for editing?
I'm going to agree with Deb on this one. Black Swan, like you said, blink and you'll miss it. There was a lot of moments like that, I agree. I missed one of them, but I was told about it after, and I thought, oh, yeah, I remember that now. So, Black Swan.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I forgot what it was. Sound editing.
Film editing.
Had it. Oh, crap. I think I took King's Speech.
Okay. I took Social Network again.
Yeah, you're late.
Okay. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see.
We'll find out.
All right. Now we're down to animated feature. How to Train Your Dragon, The Illusionist, and Toy Story 3. Did anybody not select Toy Story 3 in this room?
Well, if you did, I'm going to have to kick your ass.
I'll be right there assisting in the ass kicking.
Lots of bad window walls. Lots of...
Okay.
Toby's award! Give Toby his award!
He died. We could have given him art direction or visual effects, but no, we didn't.
No, Toby's gone to see Fire Vengeance for the 14th time.
No, Toby's gone to see Dumbledore. Well, he's dead.
Dobby never died. Dobby come back. Dobby not die.
In Hereafter 2. Alright, so I think it's Toy Story all around, right?
Oh, yeah.
Toy Story.
But see, it gets nominated for Best Picture. It doesn't win Best Animated. That'd be pretty bad.
How to Train Your Dragon, was whatever. And The Illusionist I hear is quite good. It's by the guy that made Triplets of Belleville.
Looks nice. I've seen a bit of it.
Triplets of Belleville did win the Oscar, didn't it?
Oh, Triplets of Belleville was awesome.
Yeah.
But I didn't see The Illusionist playing anywhere.
Yeah, it's only in the last several weeks.
It was at Canada Square when we were there the other night.
Yes, and we couldn't have gone to see it because they shut down the theater at like 7 o'clock.
Well, we decided to go eat dinner instead.
It was Valentine's Day. I was hungry.
Okay. For love.
No, oh my god, the date night is back.
There we go again.
All right.
Patty cake, patty cake.
All right. So let's do the screenplays. Adapted, 127 Hours, Social Network, Toy Story 3, True Grit, and Winter's Bone, and Bob. You're up.
Bob? I don't see Bob on there. Adapted screenplay.
Winter's
Bob.
Furry Bob. No.
Hotel for Dogs. 2.
3.
No, Furry Bob, Hotel for Dogs. 127 Hours.
Okay, Bob, you can leave now.
That's just a guess.
Of course it's a guess.
All right.
I went with The Social Network.
Why?
It's the only word, The Social, because it was awesome.
And it was a great book.
It was really good. The way he adapted the book, like, it's a book on Facebook, let's be honest.
Yeah, it's a book mostly about people sitting in rooms writing code, and it's
a riveting. I'm 100%
on it. Oh, yes, it's a book on people writing about codes, but don't forget the ages of the people that are voting for this movie.
They won't.
They're over 60.
Yeah, but David Fincher is
now, I'm closer to, I'm closer to, unfortunately, I'm closer to 60 than any of you. I've read about this. They said they're going to, over anything, they're not going to vote for Social Network.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, I would be so...
I disagree, because, I mean, my parents are over 60, and they've both seen The Social Network and loved it.
Uh-huh. And I think the people in Hollywood are not the
business.
My 60-year-old father gave the copy of The Social Network to you that you later gave to me that we both read.
Well, The Accidental Billionaires, the book that the movie's based on, which is a fantastic book, and this is a very good adaptation of that.
Very faithful in tone.
Yep. Simon?
Social Network.
Karen?
It was Social Network.
Deborah?
Social Network.
I'm alone. I'm up for Social Network as well. I think that was the best adapted one.
Well, I know. I won't be walking home with the Oscar.
You might be the only one. Maybe.
Sorry, can I announce something here? I don't know if you guys know. I do give out an Oscar that you could take home for a year, but you have to return it.
Oh, okay.
What did you just say? You do give out an Oscar? You mean you keep that Oscar?
Is it an Oscar, like, carved out of soap?
No.
Or butter?
No, it's like a real Oscar.
Well, don't they do that in county fairs in the States?
Sadly, I have seen them, yes.
Well, all right, that's incentive for me to go, for sure.
But I'll get it back at the end of the year. You have to bring it back. You'll get to keep it. Keep it at your house for a year.
Original screenplay, the nominees are Another Year.
If you keep it, I'll have to go find another one. Might take me a while.
Not really.
Another Year, which is a movie I don't even know what that is, actually.
That's Mike Lee's movie. Really good reviews on it.
Also at the Toronto International Film
Jim Broadbent's in it.
Oh, is that
it? Okay. I've heard about it, but I haven't seen it.
The only one we missed.
The Fighter. Inception, The Kids Are All Right, and The King's Speech. I suspect I know what everyone's going to choose, but Karen, what do you think?
I went with The King's Speech. Again, just because this was a movie that has been waiting to be made, and the heart and soul that went into the writing of it is something I truly respect.
I also selected King's Speech.
Bob?
No, I'm alone. Inception.
I actually am with you, Bob. That was a really, really complicated movie, and it would have been very, very easy to get lost. And the screenplay kept everything moving ahead. Just the idea that somebody sat down and thought up that movie is incredible to me.
Like it kept you awake. It kept you on your toes.
Oh yeah, and for second choice, absolutely The King's Speech. But
I agree there.
But I think Inception just is more original.
But Debbie, do you think? keeping it on track is the job of the screenplay or the director?
It's a team effort.
Okay.
Simon. Well, you know, I took the kids all right because I just thought it was such an outstanding film.
And you wanted to award it again.
And that Chuka Nero was so hot on the Golden Globes, I can't wait to see her again. Mumble her way through another acceptance speech. Of course not. King's speech.
I was going to say, you don't want to keep the Oscar then, right?
All
2 years running,
baby.
Down
to
2 out of 4.
Music.
Oh, music.
This is a tough category. All
music. Right, yes.
I never get this right.
Original score. Music. How to Train Your Dragon. There's the,
Original score. Okay.
Inception. Dragon. The King's Speech. 127 Hours. And The Social Network. Bob, why don't you start us off?
Furry Vengeance. No. The Social Network.
I'm buying that for you on DVD. Is that out yet? I'm buying you
the The Furry Vengeance joke is getting kind of old.
I know. Okay. Hotel for Dogs 2, then.
So what did you choose?
Social Network.
Okay. They haven't made it yet. Like Trent Reznor.
What?
Trent Reznor, you know?
The Electronica.
Yeah. Sure.
Okay. Karen, what do you think?
I picked The Social Network, but unlike Bob, I do know who Trent Reznor is.
Yes.
And that is the basis for it. Because
Bob's over 60.
And I also think it's also one of the CDs that has sold the best being out on the market.
What, I took like the iTunes?
Both, iTunes and as the actual real CD.
Oh, so SoundScan too, huh? Cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
Got money.
They actually released the shows from that work in different versions. They
Some
did a Blu-ray
don't
audio
for previews either.
Version you can so you can listen to it in Blu-ray audio when they also
this
did a regular CD
in years.
Cool.
Anyway, Deborah.
Okay, my pick for original score is Inception. If only because that blaring theme got stuck in my head like nothing else in the movies this year.
Don't mean it didn't get stuck in your head.
That's because Dobie's dead. Anyway, but
Dobie never
died. I saw that thing online where somebody was demonstrating that any movie trailer can be made significantly more awesome and interesting if you apply the Inception soundtrack.
If you apply the Inception music to your trailer is like, it automatically becomes awesome. It becomes epic.
I did hear that.
You know that.
And then like the like that sort of
it's the Lone Ranger.
My problem with the Inception soundtrack was that it was too similar to The Dark Knight.
It's very similar.
I found that, all that was repeated in The Dark Knight soundtrack, which was an amazing soundtrack.
Does that know if Superman won for best original
score? I don't know.
Score?
I mean, John Williams just won endlessly.
I think it did.
I hope it did. That was an
because
amazing
to me,
score.
That is just a time with me.
Bob, what did you choose?
Every time I hear it, that's
the original score?
Yeah.
Social Network.
Okay. Yeah, that's right.
Pick.
You did
it
say
is
that.
It is my pick.
And Karen, you chose
Social Network.
Social Network.
Social Network.
Yeah, Inception. You picked
Social Network.
Yes.
I also picked Social Network.
I can't, man. Trent Reznor. I've seen that in show
not
a lot.
Okay, so.
Okay, what's next, Kev? Original song?
Original song. Coming Home from Country Strong.
Oh.
So I guess we'll
Take
see.
Take me home.
We'll see. Gwyneth Paltrow.
Country Home. To the place where I
belong, West Virginia,
Mountain Mama. I don't remember words.
Take me home,
country roads.
Okay, but you know what? That's a great song, but this is a movie with Gwyneth Paltrow, so clearly no awesomeness can be allowed near Gwyneth Paltrow.
Okay, next nominee is I See the Light from Tangled, which I have no idea.
I believe Mandy Moore will be singing that.
Oh, okay.
Nothing wrong with that.
If I Rise from 127.
Oh, I Rise. Don't worry.
I don't know that song.
TMI, Simon. TMI.
And
what
then,
the hell is that?
We Belong Together from Toy Story 3. So
too much information?
I know what Simon's going to pick.
You can't handle the truth.
What's the composer's name? Randy Newman.
Randy Newman.
Always nominated.
Oh, yeah. I mean...
But doesn't always win.
No.
He's only won once.
I know.
For Randy. Which one? You got a friend in me.
Yeah.
You got a friend in me.
We
belong together.
Seems like it's exactly
really
the same
walked
song.
Into a bad karaoke bar.
Oh. No, you haven't. You haven't heard the theme.
The only music I really loved in Toy Story 3 was the salsa.
Salsa
Spanish buzz?
Yeah, at the end of the movie.
Oh my god.
You Got a Friend in Me, but in Spanish. But
you guys need to find the YouTube clip when the woman goes to Pixar Studios and does an walk through Pixar Studios like 5 minutes long. Oh my god. Awesome. And they show the salsa scene and they discuss how they made it.
Yeah, they had professional dancers.
And they show the professional dancers on the screen and how they did it. It was phenomenal.
It's like, yeah, it's like high-tech rotoscoping.
It was awesome.
What was your song choice?
Well, I'm guessing, this is just a shot in the dark, because movie songs are often terrible. I'm just going to go with Toy Story 3, We Belong Together.
Bob?
I'm Shooting in the Dark too. Coming Home.
Oh,
hold on. Did you say you're shooting in the dark and then coming in the same sentence? That's disgusting.
No. I said coming home.
Yeah, you got mad at me because I swore.
Okay. Karen.
Randy Newman, We Belong Together.
Bob.
I see the light. I can see the light.
That's your choice?
Yeah, I took Tangled. I see the
really?
Light.
Wow.
Well, Disney movies do have a good track record.
You know what? We Belong Together. Randy Newman ain't going to win.
No, I don't know. I picked We Belong Together, but I don't know the other songs.
This is truly a...
Well, I've seen three of the four movies. I haven't seen Country Strong yet.
I don't remember If I Rise.
Tangled is a big part of the movie. Like, the Tangled song is like when they're getting together. It's huge. Okay. And it got radio play.
Cool.
I don't know why, but it did.
All right, we are down to the wire here. So let's start with supporting actress, Amy Adams in The Fighter.
I think toughest category this year.
Absolutely.
Helena top five. Bonham Carter in The King's Speech.
I think this is a three-way race.
Melissa Leo in The Fighter. Haley Steinfeld in True Grit. And Jackie Weaver in Animal Kingdom.
Do you find it weird that nobody's ever got nominated from Harry Potter?
No.
No?
Nobody's performances are that strong.
They're all paycheck. Those are all paycheck parts.
I know.
Except for Harry.
Dobby. Dobby's not a paycheck.
No, he's just made up.
Yeah.
But don't pull much.
What do you think? Who's your... You boys a three-way race between...
Melissa Leo.
Yeah.
Harry Stanfield.
Yes.
And Amy Adams. I think that's the three.
And who do you think?
I took Melissa Leo. I've thought about it and thought about it and thought about it. And I don't think Amy Adams is that strong in this movie. She's excellent. But Melissa Leo, that character, you want to hate her.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, you just want to clock that woman numerous times in the face. Amy Adams is hot, great, she does a great job, but doesn't push me over the top.
Well, what's interesting is that I believe that Melissa Leo actually does give the strongest performance in this category, but I worry that because you've got two nominations in the same category in the same film, that Amy Adams might draw off enough votes to let somebody else take the trophy.
I don't think so. I really don't.
Be interesting to see, because I have Helena Bonham Carter down, because
yeah, I think
I would have gone with Melissa Leo, but I think...
I agree with the argument, but I don't think she does enough to get a vote for me.
I think she's very strong in King's Speech. I think she's one of the prime motivators in that movie.
She's the voice of reason.
Yeah.
I would like to see Helena Bonham Carter win. I think it will be Melissa Leo, though. I think traditionally the voters that vote for the SAG Awards are also many of the same people that vote for the Oscars.
That's the way I look at it. And also, she deserves it from Frozen River. She was excellent in
Frozen River.
That's
brilliant
point.
Performance. That's a brilliant performance.
And so we're speaking out of the tendency of the Oscars to award based on, you should have gotten it last year, but we're going to give it to you for this.
I don't think she should have gotten it for Frozen River. I'm not saying she was robbed.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just saying, she's an excellent actress, and I think she did a very good job. Mm-hmm. And I just want to say, why is Jackie Weaver nominated?
I
have
no
idea.
I didn't even see that movie.
We didn't do Animal Kingdom on our preparing for the Oscar video, which I don't know why.
I don't know. I don't even know what that movie is.
I've heard nobody talk about it.
Oh, I've seen it.
But
I'm just saying, it's not like the kind of
movie you see.
I watched it this week.
So
I forgot to put it on the list, I guess.
It's all right. We can put it on a future episode.
It actually did get released in theaters in Canada, but it was quite a while ago, and it sort of was really only picked up steam as it was getting released in the States, which was much later in 2010.
But do you find Jackie Weaver's just kind of go, okay, here, you're dominated?
Again, I don't think it's an Oscar-worthy performance.
No, not in any way.
What is the role? I don't know anything about this movie.
She is the mother in basically a mob-type family, but in Australia.
Yeah.
I think it's very much an ensemble piece. Guy Pearce is quite good in it. I liked his performance.
I agree.
But I think when you had so many movies out this year that had such strong female performances, I think this is really a waste to give it to someone like Jackie Weaver, who the vast majority of Americans and Canadians have probably never heard of.
And I'm going to say something here. I'm really surprised that Barbara Hershey did not get a nod as Best Supporting
Actress. I agree with you.
Black Swan.
Because she should have been over Jackie Weaver.
She was scary.
She should have gotten a better nod than Jackie Weaver.
Over Jackie Weaver, I agree.
Well, how come we don't have an animated creature? Like, we have furry vengeance creatures, we have Dolby.
It's been another few years.
You're stuck in a rut.
Lotso needs a vote.
So
I want to vote Lotso Bear.
Yeah, okay.
Maybe you get the honorary Oscar.
Best Supporting Actress?
So far, it's a toss-up between Melissa Leo and Helena Bonham Carter. Between the four of you, right?
Well, who did you choose, Simon?
I've chosen Melissa Leo. I can't.
Yeah. I mean Melissa Leo.
Helena.
And you're Helena.
No, I haven't.
Oh, you haven't said. Oh.
It's a secret.
It's a secret. Okay,
it's Jack Weaver.
So I'm going with Melissa Leo as well, but having not seen the movie. But as you said, SAG Awards.
I'm going with Haley Steinfeld. For
I thought about it. Mm. I really did. But
that's
I'm
a
just
very
like...
strong performance. And I believe that the girl that played the role in the previous version of True Grit also won the Academy Award.
I agree.
She did. I believe she did.
I think Haley Steinfeld was good, too. And she was my second choice for the longest time.
Those are tough lines to deliver and a tough character to play.
If she wins, I wouldn't have an issue. I won't think anybody was robbed.
And I think that she might win because someone else in a similar role won't win.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
So, yeah.
I don't know.
But that's...
I think it's the toughest category.
Melissa Leo. But you are right, Simon. This is a really...
It's the toughest category, I think, of the year. Of the top five. That's the toughest.
I don't think Amy Adams is one of the top three performances in that. I thought that she phoned in that performance. She was hard. She was around, but she wasn't...
I think she was much better in Doubt. I think Doubt was a
very... I think she was much better in June. What's the movie I'm thinking of?
June Bug.
I thought she was much better in June Bug.
She was nominated for that, too.
But, yeah, but wasn't she nominated for actress and not in the...
Yeah, for
actress.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I thought... I liked June Bug a lot.
So, jumping from actress to actor, we have Christian Bale in The Fighter, John Hawks in Winter's Bone, Jeremy Renner in The Town, Mark Ruffalo in The Kids Are Alright, and Jeffrey Rush in The King's Speech. Karen, what did you select?
As much as I would love to give it to Jeffrey Rush for The King's Speech, I think Christian Bale in The Fighter was a stronger performance, and he had, I think he had more airtime.
That's effing Batman is all I have to say. From Batman to that, that's awesome.
And I think, again, he went through a lot of physical changes for the movie. He lost a lot of weight.
And he's done that for The Machinist, too.
Well, yes, he has, but I think that...
And Christian Bale is very methody.
He is.
Yes.
He is, but I give him props for that, and I really hope he comes out with the win. Bob?
Yeah.
I'm going with you again on this one. Again, Christian Bale, again.
I've heard it right now, so I'm done.
You know what? I'd really love to give it to Jeffrey Rush, but I think this is Christian Bale's year. I mean, like, because Jeffrey Rush was wonderful in The King's Speech, but when you look at The Fighter, you know, Christian Bale's, like, he just blows everybody else on screen away.
He does.
I'm not wavering from Jeffrey Rush, simply because he does exactly what a supporting actor does, which is, you know, Christian Bale was a lead. He wasn't a supporting actor.
I agree. That's why I think he'll get it.
But it's like Haley Steinfeld. Was that...
Should have been a lead.
Colin Firth wouldn't be as strong if he didn't have Jeffrey Rush to go to.
You're absolutely 100%.
They play off of each other brilliantly.
They do.
And he makes the movie. It's that character. It's his role. It's his performance.
I can't argue with you. I agree with what you're saying.
You know.
But I just think Bale was so good.
And,
They're both very good performances.
And I would be happy, you know, again, sort of like what you were saying in the supporting actors category.
Yeah.
If it's not your pick who wins, and if it is Haley Steinfeld,
I had Haley Steinfeld penciled in Toys R Us Fighter.
I would definitely put Christian Bale. I was ready to hate him because I didn't like what I'd seen of that character.
Right.
But he turns that movie, just as he redeems himself by not going into that crack house. He redeemed that character for me.
So why can't you think of that? You're just saying right now.
I just cannot. Jeffrey Rush was better.
I disagree.
And the other thing is that the one thing I will say
And
that,
if you go with the older 60s.
And, like, if Christian Bale wins for the fighter, I'll be happy. If John Hawks and Winter's Bone wins, I'll be happy.
I won't
be. But Jeffrey Rush, but Jeffrey Rush versus Christian Bale, Christian Bale has a showier part, and that's often Oscar bait. So that has to be weighed in as well. The Academy loves parts where you put on a lot of makeup, or where you lose weight, or where you right. play ugly, you play sick,
you play
dying.
That's not always very likable.
Which will bring us to Natalie Portman very shortly.
Yes.
But the Academy also loves English period pictures, and they love English actors.
Correct.
So, and they love to put them in supporting roles and give them...
Oh, and he's playing American, too. A British actor with the American accent.
No, he's Australian.
No, you're talking about Christian Bale. I'm talking about Jeffrey Rush.
Oh, no, but I'm just saying, but the Academy does like it.
I'm talking about Jeffrey Rush. He's an English actor playing an Australian. But...
No, he's Australian playing in English.
Right, sorry.
No, he's Australian
playing Australian.
Oh, okay. Right.
England,
sorry,
yeah.
My bad.
No, but I was...
Jack, please.
Okay.
Moving on.
No, you said Christian Bale's English playing.
Okay.
Like Cockney,
great.
Almost.
Next.
All right, let's go to actress. And the nominees are Annette Bening for The Kids Are All
Okay,
Right.
They might not take Portman.
Nicole Kidman in Rabbit Hole.
Did they might not take
Jennifer
Portman?
Lawrence
I'm not going to read these.
In Winter's Bone.
Bone.
Natalie Portman in Black Swan. Michelle Williams in Blue Valentine.
You like it, both.
So, this is the Natalie Portman show.
Portman. Everybody said Portman. I don't think
Portman.
I ever said Portman.
Yeah.
I picked Michelle. No. if I were to see it as number two, I'd be happy if Jennifer Lawrence won.
Yeah,
I would love
yeah.
Jennifer Lawrence to win.
Portfolio, that would be fabulous.
But hands down, Nicole Kidman won. Not Nicole Kidman.
Natalie
Portman is the winner, I think.
Brooke Shields.
For Endless Love.
But it's truly, but Natalie Portman has it. It's a wonderful part, but it is a showy part. She gets to go crazy.
If they make a Furry Vengeance 2,
and it's all her,
we're watching it. Just so you know.
Aren't they making
with Natalie Portman.
Hotel for Dogs 2?
I'm sure they will.
They're doing a crossover for them. Did you hear that?
Actually, they made Beverly Hills Chihuahua.
Furry Vengeance.
We're not watching it.
Furry Vengeance.
They made it.
Hold on. It's
Bob's going to watch it and review it.
Furry Vengeance against the Hotel for Dogs starring Beverly Hills Chihuahua.
Oh, so what's next, Kev? Best director?
Actor.
And the nominees are Javier Bardem.
Well, this one.
Beautiful.
This is another one. It's easy.
Jeff Bridges in True Grit. Eisenberg in The Social Network. Colin Firth in The King's Speech. James Franco in 127 Hours. And Simon picked Colin Firth.
Everybody picked Colin Firth.
Karen picked
Colin Firth.
Bob picked
Colin Firth.
Well, that's his...
Deborah picked Jesse Eisenberg.
No, I didn't. I picked Colin Firth.
No, she picked...
Colin Firth.
No, she picked Brandon Fraser for Furry Vengeance.
No, that's Bob's fantasy choice.
I think Colin Firth is going to take this. But I would be happy if Jesse
Eisenberg
going
to take it?
Give
it to Brandon Fraser.
Yeah, I'd be happy if Jesse Eisenberg.
I don't think it's Jesse, no. I don't
but
think
he did
he's too young.
No, that was an actual script. It
wasn't
actual.
It was a wonderful performance.
It wasn't. He was fine, but he didn't add anything
but
to it.
But Insular is not showy. And showy is
that's
not
right. I agree with what you're saying. But there's nothing there. Like, I think he did a good job, but there was nothing special about his role.
He carried the film.
The writing carried that film.
And the directing.
And those cool twins, the Wonder Twins.
Yes, the Winklevosses.
They were great. I love them.
They were good.
And
so was Spider-Man. He was good.
Spider-Man was excellent.
Andrew
See,
Garfield the cat.
I don't think Jesse Eisenberg was excellent.
The guy with the hair.
Yeah. The giant emo hair.
Oh, he had emo hair, all right.
Hey, did you see the Spider-Man outfit?
Looks
for
good.
The Amazing Spider-Man.
It
what
actually looks
think?
Wonderful.
The Amazing Spider-Man.
The Amazing Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Finally, the right title.
I don't like the boots or the gloves, but otherwise, okay.
You know
the mask
what?
Looks fantastic.
Okay.
All right. Rachel starts.
Two more.
We're
down to the wire here. Directing. Tough category.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure we all picked the
Black
same guys. Go
Swan,
ahead, Kev.
The Fighter. The King's Speech, The Social Network, and True Grit.
And Bob McBride for Furry Vengeance.
So it's Aronofsky for Swan.
That's my pick.
O. Russell, David O. Russell for The Fighter.
Are you serious?
Not O. Russell, but...
Yeah, I thought
it was
really...
I saw
who directed The King's Speech?
Tom Hooper.
He used to direct Depeche Mode videos. Documentary.
Fincher for Social Network. And the Coen Brothers, right? True Grit.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Deborah, what did you pick?
I picked Black Swan. I thought that was I mean, because it was such a daring movie. I mean, that movie could have just crashed, gone over the cliff at any time. And I think Aronofsky made some really amazing choices when he directed that film, like, to keep the audience completely off edge.
An interesting side note, Aronofsky is also an executive producer on The Fighter.
Mm.
Ooh, good.
Karen, well, who do you
see? I went with Tom Hooper on The King's Speech. Mm. It's building steam, did very well at the BAFTAs and a lot of other critics' awards throughout the States, so mm-hmm. I'm going with it.
Bob?
Tom Hooper, King's Speech.
I went with Tom Hooper. I mean, I thought Darren Aronofsky, but I mean, it falls in the grindhouse category for me. They never give awards to grindhouse movies.
I'd love it if they did.
So would I. It's a grindhouse movie.
Oh, you're totally if right. Could, lesbian, sex, and violence.
It's a grindhouse movie to me. I loved it, but it's a grindhouse movie. It's not going to win.
Oh, yeah.
I cannot vote against Fincher.
I agree. Fincher was the top choice for it.
Social Network is the strongest movie of this.
Again, I think Social Network's all script.
I think it's all directing.
No, I think it's script.
I think it's all script.
Direct. It's like a director needs a good script, and every like all of these are great scripts.
And all of these.
But
are
see,
great
Fight Club. I disagree. Fight Club's a good script too. He picks great movies to direct, Fincher.
Right, but he keeps your interest going. I mean, this could be really boring. It's about a bunch of kids fighting over who created Facebook.
But I think that's the editing does that for me. That's the directing.
I think it's the directing. I think it's the choices. I think it's the casting. I think it's the way the movie.
So
moves.
We owe it to the casting director then.
Well, no, he basically casts his films. Does I mean, he? The casting director brings in the best choices. And a good director always casts their own film. They don't just, casting directors doesn't say, oh, we're hiring this person to do it.
Well, they did in Primal Fear.
Well.
They spent 7 months looking for Edward Norton.
Right. But the director has to approve.
Yes, I agree.
Okay, so are we at the big, big enchilada category now?
This is the, no, the, it's overkill. Do we need 10 movies?
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes?
Okay, pros and cons. Kevin?
I think there are just too many movies here. I mean, it's nice. Listen, as a person doing awards, it's always nice to have more nominees, right? It gives recognition to more films, more people working in the industry, helps with the box office, et cetera, et cetera. But when it comes to trying to select between 10 movies, you're kind of like, I could cut 5 of these out easy.
Well, would you want to discuss the 5 we'd cut out?
Kids Are All Right.
1.
127
Hours. 2.
Toy Story 3.
Yeah.
Winter's Bone.
No.
Yes.
I wouldn't cut Winter's Bone.
And,
Fighter would go for me.
Maybe True Grit, though.
True Grit should go for sure. Fighter, I could argue. I'd rather have Winter's Bone than Fighter.
Karen? I might go for that.
Winter's Bone was such a powerful movie today.
What I like about them honoring Winter's Bone is it gives independent movies a
bit
chance.
Of a leg up.
It gives them, you know, credence that, you know, they don't have a lot of money to make their film. They don't have a lot of money to do advertising and, you know, make the campaigns to get the votes to be nominated. So I think to honor a film like that is based on word of mouth, basically, is a good thing. So I would say in some years, you know, 5 movies is obviously clearly enough. Maybe in the odd year you make an exception to 7 for those films that really warrant it. But I don't think these are all 10 films that warrant being there.
Right.
Come on, the kids are all right. Where's Furry Vengeance, Bob? I didn't see it on your list.
Bob, what do you think?
Number 11.
Do you think that 10 movies is enough or too much or what?
Actually, I think it's too much. You could, actually, in this case, you could get rid of... You could keep 4 out of the 10. That would be the best. But 10, in this case, I think is too much.
I think there are maybe 5 to 7 great movies on here.
I didn't see that. Toy Story is not going to make the list.
Toy Story is a great movie.
It is.
No doubt about Toy Story being a great movie, but
it's already
it's
being
getting
recognized. Nominated for the
but movie. But I guess it's the symbolic nature of having it compete with the other movies, too.
Okay, but why?
But no point is that fair?
Doesn't
you know, in the
well, Avatar was there, and that's a cartoon movie.
No, but I'm saying
you're right.
You're giving it
Hurt Locker.
Hurt Locker, buddy. Great.
There's
movie.
No way Avatar should have ever been up there for Best Picture.
You know, but the same thing happened the year of Life is Beautiful. Mm-hmm. It was best feature film, and it was best foreign film. Mm-hmm. And I think, I don't think that
it
is fair.
It was an excellent movie.
It was, and I'm not disputing that.
I loved it when he got best actor.
But is it right for it to be in both categories?
Mm.
I think you have to classify it as one or the other.
Mm. Yep.
That's just my opinion, because I think, you know, then you're giving it two shots to win, whereas, you know, any other movie has one shot to win in that sense.
Okay, and before we run down the nominees, Debbie, what do you think?
I'm of two minds, because in the end, I think, like, as painful it is to narrow the field to five, I ultimately think it's the best. Although I have to say, I agree with a lot of what you say, Karen. I think it's great that, for example, a movie like Winter's Bone is getting a chance to be acknowledged for its excellence. I think that's wonderful. But 10 films is just too unwieldy, because you risk thinning the prestige of the award by allowing in some meh films for the sake of filling up the 10.
Or just because it earned big at the box office.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is something that's going to... There's no easy answer, but part of me thinks that, you know, if five is the standard for, you know, things like directing and acting...
Mm-hmm.
Then I think it should go for the big prize too.
Cool. All right. And on that note, the nominees are The Black Swan, The Fighter. Sorry, Black Swan. The Fighter, Inception, The Kids Are All Right, The King's Speech, 127 Hours, The Social Network, Toy Story 3, True Grit, and Winter's Bone. Simon, what is your selection?
This has got to be the toughest pick I've made in years.
Yeah.
Oh, this is a tough one.
Because if I had to choose, it would be Black Swan.
Hmm.
And I thought,
older, what are the old folks going to say at the
academy? And then I switched to King's Speech. And King's Speech did not appear in my top 10 list, but I am picking for what will win. Not that I want to win. I'd love Black Swan to win.
Oh, I would too.
But it will not win. I know it won't. I'd give the vote to Toy Story, just because I'm a Toy Story junkie, but that's just my inner kid going, yay, Toy Story.
Actually, if Toy Story 3 was to win, I would be so excited.
But I would dance. I'd get up and dance. And anybody at my party will see me dance in Toy Story.
But I'm exactly the same mind as you. I would love, love, love to see Black Swan win. But realistically, I think the King's Speech is going to
That's why
it.
I fucked at it.
You have their toss-up.
Yeah.
So you're going to cross off King's Speech as your selection?
No, I'm going to cross off Black Swan, because Black Swan is my heart's pick, and I know that, you know, what's really going to win. You know,
I think my heart and my opinion is the same. I think it's The King's Speech.
Yeah.
All the way around.
Like, it's not like The King's Speech is a bad movie. They're all great, you know.
Well, I've got a triple threat there, but I went
with
King's Speech.
Triple threat?
Well, I
wanted to pick for Vengeance, but didn't get nominated.
That's getting so old.
That is old.
So very
old. That is so old. No, I did want to pick Black Swan.
I'm tired of Fury Vengeance.
I did want to pick Black Swan. I did want to pick Social Network, but out of the three of them, Black Swan, King's Speech, and Social Network, I went with King's Speech. I thought it was Black Swan, King's Speech, I thought, a toss-up, but King's Speech is going to take it.
To me, it's a four-movie race. It's Black Swan, Inception, The King's Speech, and The Social Network.
No, see, I don't think Inception is a chance.
And Inception, I think, is a strong movie.
That's
but it's
right,
a genre movie. And I
that's
think
right.
It made big money at the box office, and people say, you know what? Other folks deserve the recognition. I am going to stick to my guns and say with The Social Network, because I still think that's the strongest movie. The King's Speech is a fun movie. It's one of my picks for it, but... Social Network was my pick for best movie of the year. And I agree with that. Mm. I'm not changing my tune on that.
I'm not telling you to change your tune. I'm agreeing with
you.
I don't have any issues with that.
You are right, though, but like genre films, be they grindhouse, as you accurately describe Black Swan.
Oh, it's a grindhouse movie in my world.
Oh, yeah. Or Inception, which is an awesome movie, but I think it may just be too much popularity to take the big prize.
Well, if I were going for a complicated movie, Inception is the most complicated.
I know Black Swan's pretty complicated.
Black Swan is, what happened there? It's a twist.
Yeah, but
Inception, it's layer upon layer upon layer of the dream world.
I'm with you. I agree with the thing. I don't know, I think...
And has that same kind
of... You're looking at Social Network in my world a little differently than most people look at. To me, it was just an excellent film.
Yeah, and I think
I'm not going to revisit it. I'm not going to go back to it ever. I would
I've revisited it three times.
I know, because you have nothing else to do.
I watch a ton of movies. But I revisit movies that I enjoy.
See, I never do. You know that.
And The King's Speech is one I would watch maybe two, three times.
See, I've watched Toy Story over and over again.
Toy Story is...
Go ahead.
I got that. Okay, I picked up on that one. Kevin will watch a movie over and over. You, however, won't. Like, you'll just watch it once, forget about it. Kevin watches it, say, three times.
I've seen Adventures of Robin Hood, like, on
well, yeah, but older movies. The newer movies, like this, you wouldn't just go and say, I like that movie. Even if you like the movie, you wouldn't watch it again. Say,
would
okay,
you see Black Swan again?
Well, yeah, would you watch Black Swan again?
Yes.
I would.
What about Mamma Mia?
I would.
We're going back to Mamma Mia.
No.
We have to.
This is
why I'm making this point.
Okay, you asked me a question, now you're interrupting me. Would you like an answer?
Yes.
No.
Why?
Because I would have to listen to Pierce Brosnan sing SOS again.
He just
fast forward.
But then I'm not watching the film.
But to go back to Black
That's
Swan.
That's one little scene.
No. Following Bob's rule. Not watching the movie.
But, Simon, you said you'd watch Black Swan again. Why?
Just because I know what happens in the end, I want to see what I missed. I want to see if there are little snippets to see that. Oh,
well, that's why you go see a movie again, to see if you missed anything.
Yeah, we got things to watch, like Way Back and Beat the Rileys.
Beat the Rileys.
Welcome to the Rileys.
Welcome to the Rileys.
I have to watch that.
I watched Red again. I love Red.
Retired? Extremely dangerous.
Well, that is because everybody loves Helen Mirren. And really, who doesn't?
Nowhere Boy is a recent film that I've seen.
I'm watching it this week.
Oh, Nowhere Boy.
Wait till the review.
No,
I'm just saying,
it's
such a good
movie.
No, that's it. Can't talk
about it.
Can't talk about
a movie in advance.
Talk about the internet, though.
Anyway.
No, that's okay. We'll make a watch Pumpkin instead. Get back to us.
Pumpkin? No, what's the one with Penelope?
I've seen Penelope.
Oh. I've seen Penelope. Christina
You're right. We did.
We reviewed it, yeah.
We renewed Penelope.
We renewed it.
I think I called it Penelope.
The Penelope, you did. I forgot. You know what? That's all. I will fix that to people that actually read our website. That I will fix that Penelope this week because I forgot.
Yeah.
That was.
So, do we have any closing comments on
it's
Calvary?
Four for King's Speech. Is that it?
And one for Social Network.
Yeah. So I'm mostly likely losing.
Never know.
The momentum is there for King's Speech.
Hey, Crash won the year. I didn't take Crash. I took Brokeback Mountain.
I would not have selected Hurt Locker last year.
Oh, I loved Hurt Locker, Kevin.
Oh, it was good. Hurt Locker.
I took Hurt Locker.
I took Hurt Locker.
Yes, I have.
We can play back last year's Oscars, so I picked Hurt Locker and told you guys the most amazing movie I'd seen.
Okay. I don't remember what really I picked.
I could have to listen to it again. If you told me the nominees.
I was nominated last year other than Avatar, which I would not.
No, you wouldn't take Avatar. You hated Avatar.
Which one did I pick?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to bed. You guys stink.
I've seen Avatar a couple of times.
I'm Simon.
I'm Kevin.
I'm Karen.
Well, the intern.
And Dad.
And if they make it, Debbie will read about it on the internet.
And Bob won't watch it.
Uh-huh.